This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 321, and today we're going to be talking about the 5-step success process. But before we begin, just want to encourage you all, hope that you all are doing your goal setting, working on things, taking the assignments. On each of these podcasts, I give a little bit of a field work, if you will, or an assignment, and I do this with my coaching clients, and ask you to participate in that. So participate in your own evolution, participate in your own success. Listening to the podcast, I hope it's just not only entertaining, but it helps you think and contemplate and start taking actions towards the life that you want to live. A couple of podcasts ago, I talked about the 7 layers or 7 steps for life satisfaction. Today, this is going to be in kind of in conjunction with that, but it's the 5-step to success process. And some of this may seem like, geez, that's really, you know, yeah, duh, exactly. However, when you start looking at when you're going after your goals, are you really doing all these 5 steps? And so the first one, speaking of goals, is to know your outcome. What is your outcome? It's not, I want more money. I want to lose some weight. I want to have more friends. I want a better job. That's not a goal. That's a wish. But you have to know your outcome. And I've covered smarter goals and well-formed outcomes in many articles, many podcasts, and videos. But it's important to know exactly what your outcome is and how will you know when you get it, right? So we have an outcome, but how are you going to know when you achieve it? Well, when I step on the scale and I weigh 200 pounds, when I look at my bank account and I have $100,000 in my checking account. So we would need to know your outcome. Also, how will you recognize it when you have it? Many people get great outcomes. They set their outcomes. They get it and then they don't recognize it. And they keep going, why isn't it working? Why isn't this working? Why isn't this working? Why don't I have more friends? When in reality, they got 2 friends last month and they got 2 friends the month before that, but they don't look for that. So they don't acknowledge it. The next step is once you know your outcome, take action, meaning you must take action, not somebody else. You can't delegate your success to somebody else. And this is where a lot of people will do that. They'll put their success in the hands of a trainer, the hands of a coach, the hands of a therapist, the hands of their boss. And they go, well, this person didn't help me. This person didn't do that. This person didn't do this. That's the victim mentality. And when you delegate your action away to somebody else, you're giving them your power, and you're also giving them control of your outcome. So taking action means you must take action. So if you know your outcome, right, and it's in a smarter format, S-M-A-R-T-E-R, then you start looking at the strategies and tactics that you are in control of. And you start to take action with that, right? Action leads to success. You have to start taking action. It's not, I'll do it tomorrow. When you know your outcome, when you sit down and develop your smarter goal, your well-formed outcome, you need to know what's the first thing you can do right now that'll get you closer to that outcome. Not the first thing you can do tomorrow morning when you wake up or tomorrow afternoon when you get home from work or from the gym. What can you do right now? Start taking action. So once you know your outcome, once you start taking action, the next key is to have sensory acuity. What the heck does that mean? It means be observant. We kind of talked about this in know your outcome and know when you get it. Sensory acuity is one, being aware of the feedback that you're getting by taking your action And then once you have achieved it, knowing what it looks like, recognizing what it looks like, there's a lot of times where we will, we'll set our outcomes, we'll start taking action, and we won't look at the feedback that we're getting. We're not looking at the results as we're continuing on it. And we continue on having results that aren't helping us get closer, but we don't have the sensory, we don't recognize it. We're kind of unconscious when we start getting results, and we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then pretty soon we step on the scale. We haven't lost any weight. We look around. We don't have any friends. We don't have a significant other. We haven't gotten the promotion. We haven't gotten the raise. And this is all because of lack of sensory acuity of taking action. So this sensory acuity is critical in once you start taking action, evaluating the results you get. Whether you get the result you want or not, it will lead you to learning. It will lead you to a learning. This is part of mental strength, right? The C, the challenges. When we face a challenge, do we learn from every challenge, whether we succeed or, quote, fail? And this is sensory acuity. We have to be able to see, hear, and feel what's going on around us as we're taking action. If we don't, we could be so far off course that we won't even know it. And so we can't even correct and continue if you don't have this sensory acuity. So know your outcome, take action, have sensory acuity, and then have behavioral flexibility. What that means is, when we get back this sensory acuity, when we get back the feedback from our actions, the results from our actions, are we flexible enough to do something else? There's a lot of great information out there. There's a lot of great information on fitness, on money, on relationships. And what it is that what is being delivered is what has worked for that expert. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. They're giving you what worked for them in their life. And if you try to follow it as a step-by-step, color-by-numbers blueprint, it might not work for you because we're all different. We all have different beliefs. We all grew up in a different culture. We all have differences in us. Now, but you can use those as guideposts. But then when you start getting results, and they're not the results you want, you need to have behavioral flexibility and do something else. Basically, if what you're doing isn't working, do something else. Yep, there is a point where we have to give it time to see, such as, you know, fitness, relationships, but you can get a really good feedback within a couple of weeks if what you're doing is working. You can feel it. You can sense it. You have this sensory acuity. If what you're doing isn't working, you need to do something else. You know, it's that old adage, you know, what's insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's the same thing here with behavioral flexibility. When we can change our behavior so that it can help us move closer towards the outcome that we want. And this could be, you know your outcome. It just could be in a conversation. What do you want from this conversation? What do you want this person to do? Or what would you like to have happen? Do you want to repair a rift that you had with your significant other? So then you take action. You say, hey, let's sit down and talk. You have sensory acuity. You see how that person's responding to you. If they're not responding to you the way that you hoped they would, have behavioral flexibility and start to change maybe your body language, change the tone of your voice, change the words. So this goes into these steps goes into everything: relationships, health, fitness, money, spiritual practices, right? Spiritual practices. If you know what your outcome is, you take action and you're not feeling centered, have behavioral flexibility and do something else. Maybe meditating, sitting still isn't your deal. Maybe it's walking through the woods. Oh, that's where I feel centered. But just because a person said, sit down and meditate for an hour, right? That's what worked for them. So have sensory acuity. If it's not working for you, then have behavioral flexibility and try something else. And so the fifth step here is operate from a state of physiology excellence, meaning how would somebody think, behave, stand if they were getting what you wanted? So this really means coming from an empowered state. You want to feel empowered as you go through these five steps. You want to feel, and part of this in NLP, we call it anchors and triggers. So you want to be able to develop some anchors. One of the big ones is the ring of power, where you put imaginary ring on the floor, you get into a heightened state of confidence, you step into the ring, you step out. You get into a heightened state of discipline. You step into the ring, you step out. And you get into these different states as you step into this ring, and then you step out, you collapse the ring, put it on your finger, put it on your wrist. And then when you want to get back into that state, you throw the ring down and step back into it. That's a very condensed version. You can YouTube Ring of Power, NLP Ring of Power, and you'll find many, many examples of it. But what you want to be able to do is, as you are setting your goal and taking action and having sensory acuity, you want to operate from a place of excellence. And that means empower. How often do we set a goal and going, well, I'll give it a try, I'm not too sure. That's not empower. That's not confidence. So if you can think of times in your past where you felt empowered, where you felt confidence, where you felt committed to what you're doing, step back and tap into your own resources and create those anchors and triggers from that. If not, find role models, find people who exhibit that confidence, that excellence, and model them. But I guarantee that if you look back on your life, regardless of how old you are, there are times in your life when you had this excellence, this state of excellence, whether it's something trivial of playing a game of baseball, or whether it's giving a presentation, or whether it's voicing your own opinion. There are times in your life when you were in this state of excellence. And what this state, this last step talks about is going back into that, figuring out what it was, feeling it, reliving that experience, and then anchoring it into your current state. And this process itself can take several minutes to do, several hours, several days, but without all the other ones, without this one, this kind of supports the others. Cause if you could set your goals, you could do all this stuff, have behavioral flexibility, but if you're approaching it all in a wishy-washy attitude or wishy-washy state, like, yeah, I'll give it a try, like Eeyore, oh my gosh, it's going to rain today. And you start moving forward in that part, you're not going to get the result. You're not going to put in the energy. You're not going to put in the effort. This is a perfect example. I don't know if you like the Super Bowl or football or not, but the past Super Bowl between the Falcons and the Patriots was a great example of operating from a state of excellence. Patriots were down significantly at halftime. You look at their body language on the sidelines. They were not slouched. They were not frustrated. They were not slamming their helmets. Their heads weren't down. Their posture was up and erect. They were ready. They were ready. And they were operating from a place of excellence. And look what happened. For those who didn't watch it, they came back and won the Super Bowl in one of the best games ever, the Super Bowl games ever, in overtime. They operated from a state of excellence. And that's what I'm saying here is that, you know, you can go through this, but if you're not operating from a state of excellence, your results will demonstrate that. So just to review again, this is the 5-step success process. Know your outcome, which may seem duh, but we want to be specific about it. It's not, I want to lose weight or I want more money. We want to be able to take action. You take the action. You're responsible for your action. Have sensory acuity. Know what your feedback looks like, and then have behavioral flexibility to change what you're doing if it's not giving you the right feedback, and then operate from a state of excellence. And these are things that are important in any part of your life. If you want to start to develop an attitude around this, a mental strength attitude on these 5 steps, I highly recommend my online training program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that by going to warriormindtraining.com. You'll get lifetime access to it. You'll get my ebook. You'll have an interactive course that you can participate in, and it'll help develop that mental strength so that you can embrace these 5-step success process. If you'd like to take your development of mental strength to a different level, there is a great assessment that helps you look at your mental strength. It gives you a scale on it. You'll get a couple of toolkits and a workbook with it. And you can find out more by going to mentalstrengthmastery.com. But with that, I hope you enjoyed this session and have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.